It's Friday, time for StoryCorps, people telling stories that have shaped their lives. For more than a decade, Wilson Matthews and Jeannie Yateman worked together as flight nurses on emergency response helicopters, caring for patients who were being transported to hospitals. And at StoryCorps, they spoke about one flight. They were trying to save a 13-year-old named Stephen who had been severely injured in a bike accident.
I remember being in the helicopter with him. Even in a bad situation, something's usually working a little bit, but nothing was working. You know, you have the mental checklist, and we ran out of the standards, so we just started making up stuff to do because neither one of us wanted to stop.
It seemed like a really long flight. You know, until you've really fought for somebody and then seen them die right before your eyes, you can't explain it.
When his mom wanted to meet with us a couple months after, I remember being terrified, not knowing if she was going to be angry that we didn't save him. But she wanted to touch us and hug us because we were the last people to see her boy alive. That was 14 years ago, so his mom has been without him as long as she was with him.
You know, I think we're invited into people's lives at their very worst moments. People don't plan for us. People don't expect to see us. And meeting her, I know, forever changed my life. Because, I mean, it is the reason we do this.
The flight with Stephen still is with me every day. I mean, his picture is in my locker. So every time I take my helmet out to go on a flight, he's looking at me. And I know you have the same picture in your office. How often are you seeing it?
Every day. It sits right behind me.
And it's not so much a technical reminder of intubations or medications or procedures, but it reminds me that we're not just taking care of the patient. We're taking care of somebody's family. It's easy to get caught up in all that we have to do to be able to do what we do every day. But I'm more of a human flight nurse than I was. I see things a little differently now.
Wilson Matthews and Jeannie Yateman at StoryCorps in Nashville, Tennessee. Their conversation will be archived in the Library of Congress, and you can see the latest animated short from StoryCorps on NPR's Code Switch at npr.org.